from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
But a foul tip will end it, caught by Wong this time, and that'll do it for the Astros in the ninth. One hit. One left on the Red Sox after losing seven in a row to the Astros over two seasons, win the last two games of the series, and sent Houston on the road with a 3-3 homestand.
That was Todd Callis on the call. Not a great day yesterday for the Astros. If you were out there for the businessman special, I always love they call it the businessman special. I'm like, I don't
Sexist.
Know. If you're, there's that, but if you're Bastard. Like spending 4 hours in the afternoon just chilling at a baseball game, how great a businessman are you?
You're either really good or really bad.
Right.
It can only be one of either of those. You're either really good at what you do and you took care of your business. I don't know. I hear a lot about these people these days that are just basically, because they're working remotely, they've got two full-time jobs. Because like they can handle their full-time job in 4 hours, so they just have another full-time job.
How many of those do you think the two employers know about each other?
I would say probably 98% of them.
You think?
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day about just like, well, how would you pull it off? You got
very frowned upon back in the day.
Well, right. Now I think they just don't care as long as you're getting your work done.
That's
and you're
true,
doing a good job.
Remotely, you can do them at the same time, so you don't have to be somewhere.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. As long as the guy's producing.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of people in your organization who only have one job and suck at it.
That's true.
If you've got somebody who's moonlighting with another full-time job, air quotes, then you don't care, especially with your remote workers. Like, just show me the money. Are you producing?
That's true. No, my background is in sales, and I'm putting myself in the shoes of an employer, and I'm like, yeah, I guess if the guy's pulling 130% of quota, I don't care what, as long as he's not doing illegal stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but there's supposed to be other full-time employees who spend, 6 hours a day watching television.
Managing their fantasy football team.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's the difference?
That's a good point. Now, the Astros, they were bad businessmen yesterday. At least the hitters were. Verlander was good, though. And I think, in the grand scheme of things, I'm more excited about Verlander than I am depressed about a loss to the Red Sox, especially when we're at a time where the Seattle Mariners are literally playing like one of the worst teams in the sport. So the Astros lose again yesterday. But the Mariners do them the service of losing to the Dodgers. So the Astros are still 5 games up in the AL West. Here was Joe Espada yesterday. Verlander went 5 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, only 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, threw 76 pitches, and the velocity was good. It was mid-90s, so that's all good stuff. Here was Joe Espada on Justin Verlander's performance.
I thought he looked really good. Fastball looked really good up to 96. Though, and you know, there was some intent behind all these pitches. His breaking balls were pretty good. Executed some really good breaking balls. I thought that was really good to see.
Yeah, I think with Verlander, you watched that performance yesterday. You know about how good he looked in his rehab start, and so far so good. You just have to hold your breath for a couple months. That's all you have to do. Can you hold your breath from now through October? And just hope that he stays healthy, which we're doing with the pitching staff in general these days. That even I am definitely at a point now where even as they have a 6-man starting rotation, that means you got one less reliever. and Ryan Presley is on the IL. Like, it's like the injuries, you're in a very precarious situation with injuries, as it has been this entire season. But so far, so good with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, we know, and that's the thing. We were happy with five innings from Verlander yesterday. But the fact of the matter is, math is math. And you've gotten 3 1/3 or 2/3 from Blanco 2 days ago. And you got 5 out of Verlander, who, you know, like in a normal world, you'd count on at least 6 from Verlander.
And 5 2/3 from Kikuchi the night before.
Yeah. So they've been a little short of what optimal would be. And I know it's a Thursday, so some of you Astro fans are feeling this Pavlovian thing where you're just kind of laid back because there's no game today. No, there's a game today. I know they've got a bunch of Thursdays off. They're in the middle of a stretch where they're playing a whole bunch of games in a row.
Yeah.
And as you point out, Seth, now they're back to a 6-man rotation, so that's one less bullpen arm that can eat up some innings for you. As far as those 6 guys, like medical concerns, like to me, Verlander's the one I'm still most concerned about because he's had 2 IL stints and he's 41 years old. I guess next would be probably like a tie between Blanco and Arrigetti, maybe, because their young pitcher, well, Blanco's not young, but he hasn't been a horse of a starter.
Right. He's unproven in terms, he's untested in terms of how many innings he's pitching.
Yeah,
and he's showing signs of fatigue.
He's showing signs is a big thing.
He hasn't been the same guy over the course of the last 4 weeks or so, 3 weeks.
Right. So those would be the next two.
And then with Arrigetti, I'm not concerned about him injury wise, but I'm just concerned about the I don't feel as rock solid about him as I do Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
When he's a young pitcher, it's reasonable to expect that he's gonna have some rough outings here and there.
Yeah,
I do feel like there's so many parts about his operation and the things that he's honed that I do feel he's much more of a veteran pitcher now. I'm not like at concern level 9 or 10 on that. It's just something to keep an eye on.
Blanco and Kikuchi would be the two from a performance standpoint that are kind of in audition mode right now. Look, if Verlander's healthy and assuming Fromber and Hunter Brown remain healthy, like those are your three. Yeah. In some order, maybe depending on matchup, depending on lefty, righty, whatever. But like it's Fromber, it's Hunter Brown, it's Justin Verlander. And then, you know, the deeper you go into the playoffs, you need at least 4. And so I suppose it's Kikuchi and Ronel Blanco and Arrigetti to a point, but I just, you know, Blanco's had largely a good year. Like you said, it's starting to kind of fizzle a little bit right now. And Kikuchi's been good for 4 outings, but let's see if the league kind of adapts to some of the adjustments the Astros have made.
Yesterday, one of our listeners suggested just maybe doing some kind of a piggyback rotation right now since you have 6 starting pitchers. I don't think that helps Blanco because Blanco hasn't been good for 3 innings. You know, like, he's just, I don't know if you can, I don't know if it's as, I think Blanco needs an extra day of rest.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as simple as, oh, well, yeah, only test him for 3 innings or so. I'd rather, likewise with Verlander, I don't need to, I think an extra day of rest matters a lot more to those guys more so than any of the other stuff.
The ESPN had an article yesterday that kind of charted how the Astros got to where they were from 10 games back. When they were 10 games back, I think we actually went to FanGraphs that day to see what the chances of them winning the division were.
Yeah.
When they were fading out and just, you know, at rock bottom by Astro standards, we were checking every day to see what the percentage chances that we were going to have October baseball were.
What was the lowest?
The lowest they were to win the division was 10.8%. I think the lowest they were to make the playoffs, it got below, like, it got in like the high 20s somewhere. You know, like a 1 in 3 shot thereabouts of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
10.8% on June 18th when they were 10 games back. They're now 89.9%. as of yesterday, to win the division. So it's been a remarkable turnaround.
A lot of the old heads on the MLB TV and everything were smarter than the analytics in that one.
They were. Yeah. No, they said just, like, give it time.
Yeah.
You know who's a big winner in this Astros season?
Who's that, Sean?
The big winner? It's a 162-game season guy.
I was actually thinking about that yesterday because Lopez and Reginald were talking about, you know, potentially shortening the season and whatnot.
Lopez, it's a 162-game season
when it came to
the Astros. He buried them.
Right, and that was the thought that came to my mind as I was just pulling out of the grocery store parking lot listening to those guys was, man, you've seen too many times in baseball, especially. Look, the Astros have both been the benefactor of it this season. They're not the benefactor. They've
beneficiary,
beneficiary of it. But they also, look, they saw the Washington Nationals be a horrendous team in the first half of the season, then come back and win a World Series. That I feel like that's part of the charm of baseball. And
the Phillies were that too. When
Yeah, that's right. So, and it is. It's one of those sports that the margins are so thin. Even when the Astros were at their worst and they're just miserable, you're still winning nearly a third of your games. Yeah. You know, versus in football, when you're the worst team in the league, you might win 0% of your games. In baseball, when you're the worst team in the league, you're still winning a third of your games.
Yes.
It's just the margins are razor thin. I feel like the number of games is the right number of games.
Yep.
For all of that to play out.
Someone's sending in on the text page. No, they definitely do not like people having two full-time jobs. At least at least corporate America. Maybe sales, but IDK.
Well,
I don't know.
It depends. I think it all depends on the situation. Like,
sure.
It's... like, what's your corporate culture and everything? I don't think they like the idea of people having two full-time jobs because, on the average, people are going to underperform in one of the jobs.
Or both.
But you got to step back from, like, what your expectations are and everything and think in an individual situation. Okay, this guy's a super performer. Do I want to... Well, I don't want this guy setting a bad example for... For what? For people who never see him anyway?
Right.
Like, do you want results or do you want to keep that little story in your head alive? Like, who are you feeding here? Are you feeding your family? Are you feeding the narrative that was driven into you with traditional work situations?
Yeah.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Grow up and evaluate the situation for what it is. You've got a super performer and you're getting jealous over him having another job? My God.
I love how you're railing against somebody and we don't even know who it is. Like, it's just this esoteric thing.
It's not even that texture, but it's somebody out there.
Yeah.
They don't want it in the aggregate because on the whole, on the average, it would mean that probably you're not getting the best performances out of those. But always remember that 80% of your employees could easily be replaced.
Yeah.
You know, you don't start firing the top 20% because they might, instead of playing video games in their off time, they're off working another job.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Nope, that doesn't fit what I think the ideal week. I know you're the best performer, but you're not doing it the way I would like.
Rules are rules.
Even though I never actually even see you or know what these other jackasses are doing in their
off time. Rules are rules, sorry.
Yeah.
Chris in the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
ATL thinks I have something against Sean McVay because I want Cam Akers to throw a football at him. He says, what do you have against McVay? Sean's going to be at practice being like Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars with Akers. Nice cut. Now throw the football at McVay. Let the hate flow through you. Do it.
You just want the drama. I don't want that. I want Cam Akers to just be cool with where he is and be focused on the task at hand.
It's the fork in the road on
don't
this
be
show.
Like, don't be like Tua trying to play out old grudges or whatever.
I want all the smoke.
I do want this just as a fun joke on Les Snead. Sean and I were talking during the break because we had told the story of the first time I ever took a pre-draft visit as a college senior. The first person I met away from college, from the NFL or the combine, I guess, was Les Snead, who was 1 year out of college, was just a young assistant scout, probably sleeping in a broom closet somewhere. He picked me up at the airport and he took me to a taco place and we had tacos. And it just dawned on me now, Sean, how many years later? 27 years later?
Yeah, 1997.
27 years later, I wonder if Les had gotten like a per diem for that dinner. And
they gave him like $100.
Took me to a taco place.
Took you to Taco Cabana
and then
or something.
Just pocketed the rest, and I can't blame him. And yet, I'd need anybody who is out there at practice today, if you know what Les Snead looks like. He's pretty, a lot of people know him. Just shout like, hey, Les, how come you couldn't spring for a steak dinner for Seth Payne?
How much did you pocket, you cheapskate?
Give Les Snead a little bit of a ribbing over him being cheap with my dinner.
Do it. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Do that. I'm rooting for that more than I am rooting for Cam Akers throwing the football at Sean McVay. That would be fun.
I don't have his number in my phone anymore. I was going to give him a heads up, so now it'll be even better.
Just in case you get some insane Texan fans yelling at how cheap you are.
Now he won't have a heads up, and I might not see him out there, so he'll just think that people are diehard Seth Payne fans.
That's funny. And they
are. And that I'm trashing him on the radio.
What'd you talk about with him? Do you remember?
He just wanted to get to know me.
Okay.
Wanted to know about me, and he remembered this, too. I saw him, many years later when he was the director of personnel for the Falcons, I think. He asked about my sister. Because I told him my sister
really
at the time
cool.
was
okay.
like a... Hey, my sister was trying to make it as an actress at the time.
Yeah.
She was like working off Broadway stuff and everything.
You're kind of a jerk for trying to get people to yell at him. He's clearly a sincere guy.
But... Or he was trying to get with my sister.
Well, there's that too. He might have been horny.
Hey, Les, lay off Seth's sister.
Was he like when you were describing her? He was like, well, let's see. You got a picture? Yeah.
You got her headshots. There was no
there were
pictures on my phone back
right,
then.
Right, I was going to say, the phone.
I didn't have a phone.
Right, like right, the phone was a brick phone back then,
he
or a bag phone.
He picked me up at the airport by looking for me.
Right.
You know, like, yeah,
there's a large person. Yeah, yeah. God, that's funny. So yell at Les Snead if you see him out there today, people.
It's weird to think I was a college student with no phone.
1997, man.
I remember having a conversation with my defensive line coach about how ridiculous he thought it was that these rookies had cell phones.
Wow.
You're 22 years old, you got a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, in his mind, I think a cell phone was for CEOs who are closing deals on big mergers.
Now most of them have multiple.
Yeah.
You know, they've got, you know, one for the family and the regular business and another one for the girlfriend. Yeah.
Most of them. What?
Do you think it's more than most or
most
less than
CEOs?
Most?
CEOs?
No, players. I was talking about players.
No, I don't think it's most to have one for their girlfriend and one for their wife. No.
No.
I was joking about the girlfriend part.
Oh, right. No, but a lot of them carry around two phones
for whatever reason.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, and I think a lot of them are for the girlfriend,
but
some of them might not be. You know, because you were talking about the coaches saying that these young guys have all these cell phones now. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then I made a joke about the girlfriends, and then you were like, yeah!
Right. And I just remember sitting next to Josh Christopher at a U of H game, former Rocket Josh Christopher.
Uh-huh.
He had at least three phones on him. It might have been more. And I'm like, he's Josh Christopher. Like he wasn't a big deal or anything like that.
Well, that was CeeDee Lamb's story about, remember when his girlfriend tried to check his phone during the draft and he brushed her hand away?
Yeah.
His story was that it was that was like his draft phone.
Yeah.
Like that was the one that he was keeping open for calls from everybody.
It's a good, if that's a lie, that's a really good lie.
Yeah, somebody got duped with that this year, this draft. Somebody got prank called by somebody who said they were drafting him.
That's messed up.
That's a messed up prank call,
that's
unless you deserve it.
You think CeeDee Lamb's still with that chick?
I read a follow-up. I don't believe he is.
Okay, yeah. She, you know, don't grab his phone.
Yeah.
You know? So,
the best one.
I'm sure that's why they broke up.
The best one this year was the mom who looked like she was actively trying to box out the girlfriend from the group hug at the end.
Who was that? That was the kid that, that was the offensive lineman. I can't remember his name. He's got like a Samoan name.
They smoothed it over afterwards, but I don't know if anybody was buying it because
it was so obvious.
It looked like she was really trying to, she was boxing out better than half of NBA defenders.
Yeah, I was going to say, she was looking to get a rebound.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Seth asked a great question to D'Amico Ryans yesterday.
Thank you.
A very simple one.
Oh.
Yes, you did a good job. What's Dameon Pierce's biggest obstacle right now? So we finally get a little clarity into, I think, how the Texans are looking at Dameon Pierce's preseason so far. And a teammate commented on it as well. And we'll hear that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.